she wanted an education. She was one of these kind that pushed all the time. She wanted the children to learn. Never been much to school, but she learned to read and write. Well, then she taught the first and second grades, and the other lady taught on. Well, then it went a two classroom for, I guess, about 6 or 7 years. Well, then one time we got a little teacher from away from here, you know, didn't begin to be college, you know. You'd hear her speak down here, you'd get the mail once a week, then they finally get it once a week.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, we learned, well, if we fight a little harder, we can get it twice a week. So you stood first, it was the mail once. You can stop this and play it over and take out the dashes that you don't want, like if I make errors, you know, talking, you can fix it up, but can't you?
Well, sure, but, you know, why would I want to? Go ahead.
Yeah, but I might say some things that's not necessary. We'd get our mail once a week, and then after a few years, we'd get it twice a week. Well, it went on a few more years. We passed, you know what they call a petition, make everybody sign?
Yeah.
We passed the petition, we'd get our mail 3 times a week. So until the road opened, we'd get our mail 3 times a week. We had what we call the mail boat. And the mail boat was the passenger boat, the mail boat, the freight boat, any kind of thing that was necessary to come to the island, that boat carried it. And it would go to Abbeville on a Monday and come back on a Tuesday. That was in the 1930s and 40s. It would go to Abbeville in the between the 1900 to 1920. It was once a week. From 20 to 30, it was twice a week. From 30 to 50, it was 3 times a week. You know, as it went, the better we bettered ourselves, you know. And you'd put your car on the boat, and you'd get off in Abbeville if you want to go somewhere, or a little jumping off place, we call it a coastal. That was about halfway. You'd jump off in a coastal, take your boat off, your car off, and then you could go on into town and do what you wanted. And so it went, they carried the mail, carried the freight, everything we needed like that. And then we'd unload our things in trucks and carry them to our stores. Well, I kept a grocery store about 18 years. And in the school, the same thing. The school went on. I entered school in about 1917. And we had only one room. And I think about in 1920, well then, we had two rooms. About 22, 23, 24, we still had two rooms. About 25, that's when we got three rooms. About 25, I think it's 26, not 25. Well, there a little fellow by the name of Futno come here. And he told my father, he stayed with us. He told my father, he said, well, you got too many children for two rooms. So my father went up there and went to the school board member. He said, we got too many children down there. We need another room. He said, well, the school board ain't got no money. And Pop said, well, if we get the building, will you back us up with a teacher? And he said, sure we will. So my old father was a big old husky man, 225 pounds, and he never could read and write. A crook could have never imitated him the way he'd signed his name. And he come back home and he saddled his horse, and my mother could read and write. Never been to school much, but she could write beautifully and she could read good.